Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM. GYM. We got a full show coming your way. Dave Koken from Las Vegas will join us. Also, Barry Abrams to talk about the Belmont. Oliver Martin announcing, it was announced last night, will be entering the transfer portal. The former Iowa City West star who's been at Michigan the last couple of years. We will kick that around as well. And the Big Ten ACC Challenge lineup has been put out there for 2019. All that and more coming up on the Gym Class here on KGYM. And also the girls' state soccer tournament getting underway in Des Moines today. We'll get you updated on what's happening. Zach Johnson on the golf course as well in Hamilton, Ontario, and the first round of the RBC Canadian Open. Welcome in, Gym Class, for a Thursday here on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer here today. Presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by when you're at Third Base. You are practically home. Locally owned and operated in a place where families meet up again and again, and the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program right here on KGYM. $30 gift card to Austin's Golf Cedar Rapids up for grabs before 4 o'clock today as well. On this June the 6th, where we all take a look back, and especially this year, I believe, Mark, the 75th anniversary of D-Day today. The Allies' invasion of Europe. And took place 75 years. Not many of those from the greatest generation are still out there. But if you know of one, be sure to thank them, say hi, and just acknowledge them today. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, it's there's been a lot of terrific stories on the air and in the paper today. Aaron Jordan of the Gazette had a great one today on one of those gentlemen. And you know, you don't want to get into a military political discussion here, but you can't honestly say that that wasn't one of the greatest days in our nation's history. And for those guys to go back to Normandy and experience that and perhaps draw some closure to the whole situation. These guys were teenagers, Scott.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How many teenagers today could go through what they went through 75 years ago?
Not many, probably.
How many adults?
Yeah, yeah, just amazing.
Salute to them. Done. Salute to them.
Yep. So, get out there and recognize that 75 years ago today, the D-Day invasion into Europe. Plenty to get to on the show here today. As I mentioned, we are going to talk to Dave Koken. We're going to talk to Barry Abrams as well. Big news that came out last night, early in the evening last night, reported by several different news sources. Oliver Martin leaving the University of Michigan, going into the transfer portal, the very famous transfer portal now as far as NCAA football is concerned in this case. And the former Iowa City West star is reopening his recruitment, and he will play his final two seasons. Somewhere other than Ann Arbor, Michigan. Were you surprised by this news? It's been bantered about for about a week and a half or so. There were pictures of Oliver with his Michigan wide receiver teammates at a eating establishment in Ann Arbor, and everything looked to be okay, but obviously not okay. And he goes into the transfer portal, and where he ends up, we shall see. But I got to think that the school is going to be disclosed sooner than later because we're into the summer. You got to get to your new place. You got to get all the T's crossed, I's dotted, what have you. You got to get into the football program as well. But the one thing is he's going to make somebody a happy program, and he's going to have 3 years to play 2 years is what it's going to come down to.
That's right, because he redshirted his freshman year, played last year, caught 11 balls. One of them for a touchdown for the Michigan Wolverines. And the fact that you only get 5 years to play four means he sits out next year and has 2 years to play. He could, of course, decide to go back to Michigan, although that doesn't seem to be the case that it looks like Martin is going to leave that program. And the fact that he's from Iowa City West, everybody is maybe not assuming, but logically concluding that Iowa is going to be his next destination. He was recruited by everybody, as you know, Scott.
Absolutely.
Out of high school. So I don't, maybe not so fast, my friends, but I would think Iowa would be a front runner in his in pursuit of his services the next 2 years, starting in 2020.
I would imagine that would be the case, very much so. And I would imagine everyone has their thoughts out there. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertina Stocker Jewelers. They are proudly located on the Ped Mall in Iowa City, where Todd and Alex and Kyle were.
I didn't get an opportunity to see him play in high school. You did. You covered at least one or more of his games. And, you know, Tim DeWight comes to mind as maybe the best athlete, receiver, a playmaker coming out of Iowa City. I'm not asking you to compare Oliver Martin to Tim DeWight, but what was it about Oliver Martin that attracted so much attention?
Well, he just, every time he touched the ball, good things happened. And every time he touched the ball, it was dynamic because he could take it, whether it was a swing pass or it was something deep down the sideline. Wasn't afraid to go across the middle as well. Just those things really popped out to me. He's added 15 to 20 pounds to his frame, so he's bigger, probably faster, stronger, certainly. And, you know, we were talking about this in the sports office earlier today. It is not a it's not a slam dunk that just because he's getting into the transfer portal, he's from Iowa City, he's from West High, he was recruited by Iowa, that he's going to go to Iowa. He had a laundry list of suitors out there for him. Now, do I think Iowa's probably in the top three? Yeah, I think Iowa's probably in the top three. But like I said, it doesn't necessarily mean he is going to Iowa. And it's interesting because a lot of folks on social networking out there are already saying, hey, you know, don't put a lot of pressure on this guy. Don't be direct tweeting him, things like that. Give him a little bit of space. Because that goes into your recruiting process, I think, in 2019. It didn't back in the day. Now, Twitter wasn't around, obviously, 20 years ago, but don't put any undue pressure. He's got a big decision that he and his family are going to have to make coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Well, drawing the assumption that an Iowa guy is going to go to an Iowa school is out the window, and it has been for a while.
Especially the wide receiver position.
Yeah, with football and basketball. I mean, Adrian Arrington out of Washington went to Michigan, had a fine career there, played briefly with the New Orleans Saints. His career turned out very good. The folks back then weren't happy that he didn't choose Iowa. We see it in basketball, DJ Carton out of Bettendorf going to go to Ohio State, maybe more so in basketball than any other sport. But no, it's not a slam dunk, but you would think Iowa would be a favorite.
I got to think that Iowa is in there. 319-366-1600, what do you think? That's what we'd like to hear today on the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line, Hertina Stocker Jewelers from Iowa City. And I would imagine a lot of takes on this as far as the Oliver Martin situation is concerned. Can we call it a situation?
Let's call it a matter.
Oliver Martin matter out there. Big Martin things going on right now.
All the good things that have happened to the Iowa football program and advancing players to the NFL, particularly linemen, defensive backs, there's been a dearth at the wide receiver position. Am I right that Kevin Casper is the last Iowa receiver to catch a pass in the NFL?
Yes, and he was not.
That was a decade ago.
He
wasn't
was not a scholarship player.
No,
been over much, well over a decade ago. The last player for that was a Hawkeye to catch a pass.
No, that's
in the
not
NFL.
The only measure of a good receiver. I mean, Marvin McNeil was a terrific receiver. I didn't play in the NFL. But it's been a position that, you know, for whatever reason, Iowa hasn't really put those type of players in the NFL for quite some time.
And the Iowa receiver corps is getting better. Amir Smith, people like that. It has gotten better over the last couple of years. I think everybody would agree as far as that is concerned. Is it at the top of the Big Ten Conference? No, I think everybody would agree to that as well. Can Oliver Martin help with that? Yes, I think Oliver Martin certainly can help as far as that is concerned. Down the line in a couple years, now again, won't have Nate Stanley throwing him the ball at that point either. So that's something else that I think Martin has to take into consideration.
I would agree.
319-366-1600. Like to hear from you out there. We'll talk about the Big Ten ACC Challenge. The matchups have been put out there. We'll do that coming up here in a little bit after we talk to our two guests coming up. You got the Oliver Martin situation. Again, situation. Oliver Martin.
It's a matter, Scott.
Matter. The matter of Oliver Martin getting into the transfer portal. Other thing as far as sports is concerned that came down last night, besides the fact that Toronto took a 2-1 lead over Golden State, and that we're all looking forward to Game 5 between the Blues and the Bruins coming up tonight, was the fact the Chicago Cubs picked up their closer that they have been looking for, Greg Kimbrel, signing with the Cubs. Officially now, 3 years, $45 million. And no, he is not there in uniform today. Maybe somewhere around there, but he's not pitching right now because he needs to go through some pseudo spring training, if you will, for the next few weeks anyway.
Yeah, talking to Todd Brommelkamp in the sports office before the show, we looked at it, and it looks like a three-week window that Joe Maddon has identified for Kimbrel, whether it's in the Arizona Instructional League, maybe it's not a rehab start, but a rehab assignment, but perhaps an appearance in Des Moines with the Iowa Cubs.
I would guarantee that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I was going to see.
So you're looking at the 1st of July before Kimbrel arrives at Wrigley Field. I mean, this guy has averaged 42 saves a year. He is 31 and has sat out, you know, the first couple, 3 months of this season. But he's a demonstrated, tough closer, which is exactly what the Cubs need.
Pedro Strop, when healthy, has been, for the most part, effective. It's still going to come down to this. Greg Kimbrel, going to help, no doubt. But still got several members of the bullpen with ERAs of 5 and over. Carl Edwards is almost at 6 right now. Brock, people like that, others. They've got to get better. One guy is not going to make an amazing difference from top to bottom as far as the bullpen is concerned. Back end, yes. Whole entire bullpen has got to get better. And that's part of our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com.
It is indeed. Was signing Craig Kimbrel for 3 years a good move on the part of the Cubs? Yes or no? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. I think the operative words there are 3 years. He's getting 3 years, $45
million. That's $45 million that the Cubs can't use to throw to a contract to some of these other guys that have been around a while.
I think it was Theo Epstein or somebody, maybe Ricketts, saying they didn't have any money a short time ago to go out and get somebody. Oh, yes, they do.
And Carlos Gonzalez.
Yeah, and I think it's a good move on the Cubs' part. We'll see how it pans out.
Yeah, Cubs right now trailing the Rockies 3-1. They are in the seventh inning at Wrigley Field. Going to get to we got golf going on. We got state soccer going on as well. CPU, a 1-0 victor over Nevada earlier today in 1A action. Right now, Xavier in 2A action. They are on top of Spencer 3-0. That is in the second half. And Linmar, 3A action coming up later on today against Ankeny over at the County Sports Complex in Des Moines, which has been a busy place the last couple weeks.
Couple comments on the Hertine and Stocker Jeweler text line in regards to Oliver Martin. 1593, our offense doesn't tailor to wide receivers that much, and it's hard for someone to want to come to Iowa. That is slowly changing, and I think things will begin to look up at that position. Ryan and Walford, Hawks need to go all in on Martin. that would be nice addition to the 2020 team. He can spend the next year getting on the same page with Hogan, who I believe will be the starter once Stanley is gone.
Well, you got Peyton Manziel in there. And
Deuce Hogan just upgraded to a four-star recruit.
Very true. So, I still think you're going to see at least one, if not two, Iowa quarterbacks make announcements sometime in the next couple months. Can't have that many quarterbacks on a roster. Just not in 2019 as far as college football is concerned. Thank you for the comments. Keep going. We'll revisit with Oliver Martin and that matter coming up later on. We'll also give you the Big Ten ACC Challenge rundown. But when we come back, Dave Kokin's going to join us. We'll talk Game 5 of the NHL Stanley Cup Final. We will see what's changed as far as the NBA is concerned and more. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to the Gym Class presented by Third Base Brewery on a Thursday here on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all your favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Come for the kolaches, stay for the fun during the St. Ludmilla Kolach Festival Friday through Sunday. Carnival rides, games for the kids, bingo, the Blazin' Bohemi 5K, a bags tournament, and live music on the festival stage. Even ice-cold beverages from the Wine and Beer Shed. And savor those fresh-baked kolaches, cherry, apricot, strawberry, apple, prune, poppy seed, and rhubarb. What's your favorite flavor? Bring everybody to the Kolach Festival Friday through Sunday at St. Ludmilla Church, along 21st Avenue between 2nd and J Streets in Southwest CR.
We've got your game. We've all heard the joke, why do they call it golf? The answer? All the other four-letter words were taken. Hi, Dave Austed here. We hear those words when golfers airmail the green or duck hook the ball into the water. It could be a swing thing, or it could be your clubs aren't fit for your size, swing, and ability. Custom fitting isn't just for the pros. In fact, custom fitting golf clubs will actually benefit the amateur golfer more. So take some advice from Austed's, a Golf Digest Top 100 fitter, and book an appointment to get fit today. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
There's one.
I see it.
Another.
See it. Didn't see that one.
Potholes are just waiting to damage your ride. If you hit one, it can mess up your alignment, shocks, struts, and suspension. So if your vehicle has a disagreement with a pothole, have Linder Tire take a look at it. They can make sure it's all right or fix any problems that annoying pothole caused. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. See them at LinderTire.com.
Twins and the Indians one more time. Barrios and Bauer, the pitching matchup for Game 3. Hi, this is Corey Provis on your home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
We are back. Gym Class for Thursday here at KGYM at 321. We'll get you updated on what's happening in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada with the RBC Canadian Open. Also, the tee times have been announced for the U.S. Open for next week. As just off, fresh off the presses, as they say, Mark. Tiger will be playing with Justin Rose and Jordan Spieth going off next week. Very late, I think, on Thursday. Primetime golf with Tiger on Thursday. And my pick, Jordan Spieth. We reserve the right to change our picks from yesterday as we get in next week. I'm going to let you know that right now.
Okay, we'll make an official pick next week.
As far as the U.S. Open. We did those on Caddy Smack yesterday. And you can listen to Caddy Smack at KGYMradio.com, our golf show. We have every other Wednesdays right here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Dave Kokin joining us here on Thursdays at 3:21. You can follow him on Twitter at Dave Kokin. SmokingKokin.com is the website. And Dave, we're fired up here. We got ready to go for Game 5 tonight between the Blues and the Bruins. And a very interesting series. And if you can figure this thing out, then more power to you.
Well, the only thing we've been able to figure out is whoever wins one game is going to lose the next game. So if that pattern holds up, then the Bruins will be up 3-2 after tonight. They've been the odd game team in this series.
Does it surprise you at all Chara's going to at least thinking about giving it a go tonight after the broken jaw?
Nah. Are you kidding? These are hockey players. they're a different breed, man.
42 years old, but he's going to give it a go tonight the way it sounds. I'm with you. I am not surprised at all that he's going to give it a go, and he's going to, I would imagine he's going to be out there to start that game tonight.
Yeah, and moreover, you know, if Briz was playing, maybe he wouldn't be playing, but with Briz, that's a big injury. I think Chara's just feeling, hey, I'm the captain. We're shorthanded already. I've got to be out there. I don't know how many minutes he'll play, but he'll certainly get involved.
Dave, why was everybody all over Toronto last night with a game in Oakland? Was it because of the Warriors' injuries more than anything else?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, look, I the Warriors are a great team, but right now they've got some key components that aren't playing. Now, I think I have not heard yet how things went for Durant at the scrimmage today.
Not going to play.
He comes out of it, okay. He's not going to play.
Nope.
Okay?
Kerr said he's not going to play.
All right. But we know Klay Thompson will be back out there. I don't think there's any way that they're playing this game without Thompson. And you're going to get a big effort from the Warriors here. The tough part for them is the Raptors are not the Houston Rockets. They don't have the mental block about beating the Warriors that the Rockets clearly do, in my opinion, and that has really hurt Houston the last couple of years. The Warriors are up against a team that thinks they can win. So I think Golden State will even the series up, but I'm not suggesting it's going to be easy.
This thing, I think both the Stanley Cup final and this NBA final have 7 written all over them. And I don't think it's a conspiracy or anything this year. I think they're just going to be that good a series.
Yeah, they've been fantastic. This has been a tremendous postseason. You throw out the first round of the NBA playoffs, which you can always throw out because it's just a bad round. But outside of that, from the second round on in the NBA and throughout the NHL playoffs, this has been a classic postseason. I mean, great stuff.
Dave, did I read right that you were all over Patrick Cantlay at the Memorial?
I wasn't the only one.
Huh.
Yeah, that was not a great result for the house. A lot of sharp golf players had Cantlay, and he put together a great last round and got the win. Cantlay's going to win a lot of tournaments.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Yeah.
That price went all the way down to like 12-1 last week. So there was a good deal of liability for the houses on Cantlay. And look, it's shaped up as a course that he should do well on. And he's in excellent form. And moving forward, Cantlay's a guy who now moves in that category of waiting to win a major. And it probably isn't going to take all that long.
Have you seen any value in the U.S. Open odds, Dave?
No, not yet. I really haven't done the U.S. Open. I did the Canadian this week. I'm very happy with the first round because the two guys that settled on were Lowry and Webb Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
And one shot 600 and one shot 400. So, you know, good first round. And pretty much got Dustin Johnson knocked out of contention with an uncharacteristically bad round, which is really unusual for him on par 70s because Johnson just killed par 70s. He's the best par 70 player in the world, and he did not have a good round today. He's 5-1, which is really cheap. And unless he goes absolutely bonkers tomorrow and the rest of the weekend, he's out. And that's a big, big win for those of us who played the mid-price guys this week.
Yeah, very much so. Tee times are out. Tiger's going to play with a resurgent Jordan Spieth. And Justin Rose, who put a 63 up last week at Muirfield Village. So Koepka's got to be the favorite, and I think he and Tiger are kind of neck and neck going in. But Spieth has fared well at Pebble Beach, and I think he's going to get some action.
Yeah, he is going to get some action because he's getting closer. He just hasn't been able to put together the 4 rounds yet. And he really wasn't very good on Sunday at the Memorial. He was all over the course. And that seems to be the holdup with him right now is that he's just missing too many fairways. And in the U.S. Open, you cannot miss fairways. You have no chance. You can't hit fairways at any U.S. Open because of the way they configure these courses. And Pebble Beach will be no exception. If you miss the fairways next week, you can pretty much forget about being there on Saturday or Sunday because you really get penalized for missing the fairway at the U.S. Open.
Yeah, Patrick Cantlay had a YouTube video about the rough, and it is thick, and it's about three times the size of what it usually is in February at the AT&T.
Yeah, that's why I don't put all that much stock into Pebble Beach results because it's not the same Pebble Beach. It's a different golf course. It's U.S. Open configured, and we just know that U.S. Opens are really the guys you want to be backing in the U.S. Open are the guys who stick it in the short grass. And that's another thing that points to Koepka again, because especially in big events, this guy just doesn't miss fairways.
I guess we haven't learned by now. We should learn that you never stop watching a baseball game, because I read your blog on Wednesday about you're playing the Orioles up 12-5, and you hung on for dear life.
Yeah, I want a 12-11. That's the Orioles. And they're looks like a line drive in the box score, right? that bullpen, my word. Uh-huh. I thought I was going to lose the game. I really did. And I'm happy to get out of there. But the stranger things are what some of the bad teams are doing and some of the bad managing that takes place. I've seen a couple of the last two nights that are just unbelievable. I thought what Bob Melvin did last night was insane in Anaheim. First of all, he missed a call, which should have been challenged because on I guess it was a flyout, runner crossed second base and did not tag the base on the way back.
Yeah.
And that should have been challenged. And the funny thing is, the Angels announcers and the A's announcers both noted it, and he let that, he didn't challenge, which was a mistake. Next guy gets on, and then he did something really crazy. Mike Trout's up, runners at first and second, and he walked Trout intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
I can see walking Mike Trout, but not to put the potential lead run at third base, which is what he did. And it completely backfired because Ryan Buchter came in out of the bullpen and walked Ohtani, forced him the winning run. The lead run, and then the Angels went on to win the game. But the funniest play of the week, and this is, if it's on YouTube or something, you got to check it out. It's the Mariners again. The other team's got runners at first and third. It's Houston. Runners at first and third, one out. Guy hits a double play ground at his shortstop. And therefore, the catcher takes off from behind the plate, goes down and back up first base, which is what he's supposed to do. But the shortstop decided, I'm going to throw the ball to home plate. And there was nobody there. it was hilarious.
Well, he threw a strike to home plate anyway, Dave.
Yes, he did. It was a perfect throw to the plate.
Perfect one. Hey, speaking of baseball, before we let you go here, Cubs make the first move. They signed Craig Kimbrell, and he's going to be 3 years, $45 million.
I think they overpaid.
Yeah, you overpaid, okay.
I think they overpaid.
Does it solidify the Cubs, though, for the NL Central this year?
I don't know. Depends which Kimbrel we get. Is it the Kimbrel that was a dominant relief pitcher for a long time? Or the Kimbrel we saw down the stretch last year for Boston and in the playoffs, which wasn't very good? I don't know. You know what? He's on the other side of 30, I believe. A lot of appearances in that arm. And once the relievers start to diminish, usually doesn't turn around. So the Cubs can afford it, obviously, but it's less of a gamble for them than it would be for a lot of other teams. But I'm not sure this is going to work out, and I'm also not sure whoever gets Keuchel is going to get anything more than a number four starter.
Looks like it might be the Yankees, but we'll see how it plays out right there. All right, Dave, appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk next Thursday.
Right, it should be the Twins, by the way. That's the team that should sign Keuchel, but We'll see what they do or not. Guys, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Dave Koken, smokingkoken.com, at Dave Koken. Give him a follow on Twitter. We'll take a break, come back, and we're going to talk about the Belmont coming up this weekend. We'll do that with Barry Abrams from ESPN.com, the In the Gate podcast, when we come back.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why Marvin Windows and Doors are only sold at local, trusted, independent dealers, not big box stores. Marvin never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship.
At Alexander Lumber, we're proud to be a Marvin dealer. Visit us at 2802 Independence Road or at our Answers by Alexander showroom at 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to their kids, dads don't have favorites. When it comes to their tools, they do. And the Home Depot has every one of them. Top brands like Makita and DeWalt. Exclusive brands like Ryobi, Husky, and Ridgid. Even Milwaukee. With an M12 12-volt 5-tool kit, now just $199. Today is the day for doing. And for dad, with the best selection of his favorite tools only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through June 19th while supplies last.
Looking to build a deck? Think Trex is out of your price range? Well, now you should take a second look at the number one name in outdoor living. Because the latest deck from Trex is engineered for the DIYer and priced to put the pressure on treated lumber. Plus, it comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. And that's something wood can't promise. Find Trex on shelves at the Home Depot and bring home the number one name in outdoor living.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Gym class for a Thursday coming your way on KGYM. We have for you a $30 gift card to Austin's Golf Cedar Rapids. We'll be giving away before 4 o'clock today here on the show. Barry Abrams set to join us right now, the In the Gate podcast for ESPN, horse racing expert, and he's our Triple Crown guy. And the Belmont coming up from just outside New York this Saturday. And Barry, it's not the most glamorous, I guess we can say that, as far as the Belmonts are concerned over the last few years anyway, but still a good field, I think, of 10 that are gonna head to the gate coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, and in context, guys, it is probably one of the least glamorous on a day of just glittering races at Belmont Park on Saturday. There are a couple of races that are really full of stars, and the Belmont is actually one of the worst of them that particular day.
Is this going to be the War of Will Derby? He's the favorite going in. He can win two of these Triple Crown races. Everyone's zeroing in on that horse, I know.
He's going to blow them away. I don't even know that this is going to be very close. But the thing is, had he not been impeded by maximum security in the Kentucky Derby, I think he was ready to run right over the top of that horse. And we'll never know what would have happened in the stretch run, but it's my opinion that he would have beaten maximum security. And we'd be talking about a potential Triple Crown. Mark Cassie, his trainer, has never won a Triple Crown race. He's the 9-time champion trainer in Canada, even though he's based here. He runs a lot of horses there. but he's never won an American Triple Crown race until the Preakness. And if he does what I would expect and blows him away in the Belmont, he's going to be sitting there saying, we got two. Probably should have had all three.
One of the horses with short odds behind War of Will, Barry, as you know, is Master Fencer, a Japanese-based horse. Talk about Master Fencer a bit.
Well, Master Fencer is based in Japan most of the time. And when he came to the Kentucky Derby, he had to travel from Japan. He had a lot of travel problems. He had to spend a lot of time in a quarantine barn to make sure he wasn't passing off some foreign-born disease or whatever. And his trainer, Koichi Tsunoda, said he was not 100% for the Belmont. He was not eating all that well. He was uncomfortable, like you would be if you got off a 14-hour plane, you know. But since the Derby, he's been here. He's been at Keeneland in Kentucky, in Lexington for 3 weeks, and then up here in New York for a couple of weeks. He looks like $1 million, and he worked out yesterday a rare Wednesday timed workout that close to a Saturday race, but he looked really good. I think he's going to have a lot to say about it. And not only that, we've talked, you and I, in the past, because I've been with you for a number of years. I'm very grateful you would have me. And we talked about how Belmont Park is the largest track in North America, but it is not the largest track in the world, because Tokyo Racecourse is also a mile and a half around with the same kind of loose, sandy surface that Belmont has. Now, Master Fencer has not run there, but Tokyo has the biggest races, the biggest purses, and so the whole breeding industry in Japan has kind of, I don't want to say trained their horses to run on that track, but they offer the best purses. You're going to breed horses and bring them along with the thought that they run in big races at Tokyo. So he's perfectly suited for this, and I think he's going to have a chance here on Saturday.
Barry, something crazy has to happen, okay? I mean, we had a Preakness without a jockey on the back of a horse.
not here at the Belmont.
We had the Derby champion disqualified. I mean, something's got to happen here, right?
Well, I certainly wouldn't mind somebody maybe, you know, taking one of the horses and bringing him to Citi Field so he can run relief for the Mets. Terrible. That would be something.
Couldn't be any worse, right, Barry?
Their bullpen is atrocious. They could use all the help. If War of Will can throw a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, please sign him up.
Barry Abrams joining us here on the Gym Class on this Thursday on KGYM at 3:40. Tacitus, out of the 10-hole, could he give War of Will a little bit of a problem?
Yes. As a matter of fact, you know, he was third in the Kentucky Derby. He took quite a bit of the bumping from Maximum Security. And after that race, Bill Mott, who also had to talk about Country House, and most people were paying attention to Country House, who was elevated to the win in the Derby, Bill Mott said of Tacitus, "I always thought all along he was my Belmont horse. His sire is the number one sire in the country, Tappet, whose horses have been known to run all day long. And the Belmont, of course, is the longest of the Triple Crown races, one of the longest races in North America on dirt, a mile and a half. And without having the pull of history to have run the Preakness, he is ready to go on 5 weeks rest in his home barn at Belmont Park, ready to give War of Will all he can handle. I think he's going to put in a good accounting of himself, but I think War of Will is better.
After paying my bill recently, I just might root for Tax at 15-1, Barry.
He had been, until the Derby, Tax had been very sneaky consistent. You know, never running a real eye-popping race, but never throwing in a clunker. He got caught in traffic in the Kentucky Derby. That happens to a lot of them. And so he finished next to last. But he's very consistent. I just think he's running up against a couple of horses that are just better than he is. But he's very consistent. I would not throw him out. You're absolutely right.
Yep.
And if there is somebody you're looking at that not is that could challenge anyway War of Will, who might it be?
Well, Tacitus is the most logical. I think Master Fencer is going to have something to say about this too. Like I said, because he has that running style that wins the Belmont Stakes on or near the lead. It's not really big closers. Some people like Bourbon War. maybe for the name. Bergen War, though, is a big closer, and I don't think closers in a race with a somewhat slow pace, the speed up front is not going to back up too much, even in a race as long as the Belmont. I think it's really Master Fencer if you're looking for a price.
Okay.
What could have been? What could have been? Different circumstances in the Kentucky Derby, like you say, with War of Will. But two out of three, as a band once sang, ain't bad. So if he can get it.
Well, I think he's going to end up with two out of three, and we're all going to be saying, maybe it should have been three.
I think you're right about that. Barry, hey, appreciate it, buddy, and have fun at Belmont, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, gentlemen. Always a pleasure.
Barry Abrams joining us from the In the Gate podcast here on the Gym Class at 3:43. Going to talk more about the Oliver Martin matter, give you all of the Big Ten ACC Challenge matchups. We will do that coming up here as well. Let's update what's happening on the golf course right now.
We can indeed. The RBC Canadian Open in Ontario, where there are a lot of happy Toronto Raptors fans today as they watch the first round of this tournament. Zach Johnson doesn't normally play this tournament. But
well,
he
it's
is.
Moved. It used to be in July.
It's true. And that's probably the reason he's playing this week, a week before a major. Zach, a very steady, if not unspectacular round right now. He's one under par through 14 holes, one birdie and 13 pars for Zach. He's had many a look on the greens as he hit. He has hit all but one green in regulation up till now. So get some putts to fall, and Zach will move up the leaderboard. The leader right now, Keegan Bradley, off early today, 7 under par, 63. Again, that tournament taking place in Hamilton, Ontario.
Canada.
Canada.
Canada, hence the Canadian Open. State soccer going on as well at the County Sports Complex over in Des Moines. And we can tell you that it has gone final. Xavier has defeated Spencer 3-0 as the Saints will move on. 1A from earlier on today. No contest between the number 1 and number 8 seeds. Davenport Assumption shut out Council Bluffs St. Albert 10-0 today. They will take on a 4th-seeded Gilbert. They beat 5th-seeded Union today 1-0. Number 7-seeded North Polk with a bit of an upset over 2nd-seeded Sioux City Heland 2-1. That coming in overtime today. And as we mentioned, Center Point Urbana, the number 3 seed, third straight year, they're going to the state semifinals. They ousted 6th-seeded Nevada 1-0 in overtime on a Katie Pfeiffer goal at the 84-minute mark. That's extra right there, Mark. That's extra for you right there. And as we mentioned, the 2A is going on, just finishing up. Xavier with a win, as we mentioned, as the Saints knock out Spencer 3-0. They will take on number 1-seeded ADM. They beat Burlington Notre Dame 1-0 today. So that will be at 1:30 tomorrow. The other two games are coming to the conclusion here. 1-1 was the last score I saw between Waverly Shell Rock and Council Bluffs Lewis Central. Dallas Center Grimes and Pella, I had not even seen a score on that one. So that's your other quarterfinal. And then later on in Class 3A, coming up at 4:15, it'll be Waukee and Pleasant Valley. Waukee has a chance to do the double with the boys and the girls. Their boys won on Tuesday, beating Iowa City West. 4-5 matchup will be Council Bluffs Lincoln taking on Ankeny Centennial. And then the 2-7 is Valley and Dowling going at it. How can Valley
it's
and
not
Dowling
the final,
how
is
can
it?
Valley and Dowling be in the same? No. And then number 3 and number 6, Linmar and Ankeny. So you got Valley and Dowling, both from West Des Moines, and you got both Ankeny schools in there. But the girls do it that way. Oh. They do the seeded.
Mm-hmm.
The boys wouldn't have it that way, more than likely.
A lot of afternoon baseball, some finals in the books. Tampa Bay has beaten Detroit 6-1. St. Louis over Cincinnati 3-1. Boston beat Kansas City 7-5. Top of the ninth, Colorado leading the Chicago Cubs. And what does new Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren and Jim Delaney do to be productive during the transition period?
Go to the ball game?
They're at the Cubs game.
That's fine. He's not officially on the job yet.
No, that's true.
Not officially on the job yet. 3:47 here on the program. Let's go ahead and take a break. And as we go to break, I'm going to give you an opportunity to pick up a $30 gift card to Austed's Golf Cedar Rapids. Thanks to Brian, everybody over there at Austed's. They're the area's largest golf apparel and shoe selection store, featuring top brands like Titleist, Ping, Callaway, TaylorMade, and more. They also offer up custom club fitting. Try it before you buy it in two hitting bays, and their terrific staff on hand to help. 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Caller 6, you're going to pick up that gift card. We'll take a break, come back, talk about the Big Ten ACC Challenge schedule. Talk a little bit more about Oliver Martin and his decision to transfer as well here on the Gym Class for Thursday on KGYM.
Hulu's paying Tobin Heath, Carly Lloyd, Mallory Pugh, and other U.S. soccer stars a lot of money to do a new goal celebration called Hulu Has Live Sports. Why? It's simple. Because Hulu has live sports. You can watch the biggest games and sporting events like the Women's World Cup this summer on 60-plus top channels. No cable required. Plus, you can stream the entire Hulu library. Start your free trial of Hulu today. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Looking to build a deck? Think Trex is out of your price range? Well, now you should take a second look at the number one name in outdoor living. Because the latest deck from Trex is engineered for the DIYer and priced to put the pressure on treated lumber. Plus, it comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. And that's something wood can't promise. Visit the Home Depot to see and feel the new decking color for yourself. Trex Enhanced Naturals in Coastal Bluff.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right, now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your Guy Smart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut, we cut the weight.
Twins and the Indians one more time. Barrios and Bauer, the pitching matchup for Game 3. Hi, this is Corey Provis on your home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Our $30 gift card to Austed's Golf Cedar Rapids for today. Going out to Doug in Cedar Rapids. Say hi to Brian and the staff over there at Austed's in the Collins Road Square, just north of the Lindale Mall. And got some great stuff over there for you and all the golf folks. And don't forget Father's Day coming up around the corner.
Yeah.
For the golfer out there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't forget.
Don't forget. Hints. It's all over the place. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in on the Oliver Martin matter, transferring, getting into the portal, leaving Michigan, 2 years remaining. If he goes to a division, an FBS school, he can go to an FCS school and play right away if he wants to. I don't think that's going to be the case, though. The matchups have been set for the annual Big Ten ACC Challenge. That'll be coming up Monday, December the 2nd, Tuesday, December the 3rd, and Wednesday, December the 4th. And a pretty nice matchup for Fran McCaffrey and the Iowa Hawkeyes as they get one of the certain blue bloods as far as the college basketball world is concerned. Iowa will make its first trip, the basketball team, to the Carrier Dome to take on Jim Boeheim and the Syracuse Orange coming up on Tuesday, December the 3rd. That's a good matchup. Good matchup.
Yeah, Iowa last met Syracuse in 2014, but that game was in New York City, resulting in a one-point victory or a three-point victory for Syracuse. But I would say it's in among the top matchups in this challenge series.
I would agree. I would agree with that. And, yeah, the time has not been determined as of yet, but they will certainly – or the television network. It's going to be on ESPN. We know that. It's going to be on one of them, but we'll see how that all plays out. The other matchups, the Monday, December 2nd matchup, will have Miami at Illinois. Plenty of good seats still available at the present moment. Clemson goes to Minnesota. That's not bad. Mm-hmm. That's not a bad matchup there. The other Tuesday, December the 3rd matchups, and there are some heavyweight battles here. Not among them, Rutgers at Pitt. As they get back together after a few years apart. Northwestern will go to Boston College to take on the Eagles. Florida State will be at Indiana. That's a good one. And then the two marquees on Tuesday, December the 3rd. Michigan and Juwan Howard will head down to Louisville to take on the Cardinals, who very well may be, if they're not number one in the country preseason, they're 1B between them and Michigan State. Speaking of the Spartans, Tom Izzo and Michigan State will host Duke at the Breslin Center. Duke is playing a road game in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Mm-hmm. That is few and far between over the years. But Duke will go to Michigan State. Iowa, of course, at Syracuse on the 3rd. Wednesday, December the 4th, highlighted by Virginia at Purdue to take on the Boilermakers. This one, don't look by this one too much. DJ Carton and Ohio State, they go down to Chapel Hill to take on North Carolina. That's going to be a very good matchup. Ohio State looked at as one of the top three or four teams in the Big Ten next year. Notre Dame will head to Maryland. Wisconsin goes to Raleigh to take on North Carolina State. Fred Hoiberg and the Huskers will be in Atlanta to take on Georgia Tech. And Wake Forest will be at Penn State. So that is your lineup next year for the Big Ten, or is it this year? Next season in college basketball for the Big Ten ACC Challenge, which I believe ACC won last year.
You wanted Iowa to have a better basketball schedule. You've got it. Now we've got the Syracuse-Iowa. Syracuse was a 20-win team last year, lost in the first round of the NCAA tournament. You got a game at Hilton against Iowa State. You got Creighton on the schedule. Either Texas Tech or San Diego State. You got Cincinnati and Chicago and DePaul at Carver.
Best schedule that Iowa has put together in a long, long time.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a tough one and maybe one without Jordan Bohannon as well. We'll see how he continues to convalesce and if he's going to be ready, if he's going to take that redshirt year after the hip surgery that he underwent last month. Down in Iowa City.
He probably can't wait to get out there and test that 22-foot, 1¾-inch line.
Yeah, I guarantee you that is the case. 22, 1¾.
Mm-hmm.
319-366-1600 if you'd like to comment about the Big Ten ACC Challenge slate, or if you'd like to get in a last-minute comment on Oliver Martin and his decision to transfer from the University of Michigan. We led things off today talking about that a little bit. Martin leaving the Wolverine program is going to have 3 years to play two. He's going to have to sit out, and more than likely, unless he goes to an FCS school, but I don't think that's going to be the situation. But he will have 2 years of eligibility remaining. I know that was bantered about a little bit earlier on today, but it will be two. You have 5 years to play four as far as your college career is concerned.
Chance to weigh in on the Cubs signing Craig Kimbrell for 3 years. Was it a good move or not by the Cubs? Yes or no? Well, go ahead and vote at KGYMRadio.com.
Brought to you by Emil's Hideaway.
Indeed.
That particular poll question today. We'll see. Kimbrell's not going to be ready for nearly 3 weeks, and it's going to be July 4th or thereabouts before he's going to be ready to really get into it. Dallas Keuchel probably even a little bit longer. So if somebody's going to pull the trigger on signing him, it's going to have to be fairly soon. Your Twins are in there, I know. The Yankees are in there looking at him, I know, kicking the tires a little bit. So we shall see how that will play out. And we'll see where Oliver Martin's going to go as well. And like I said, it's going to be fairly soon, I think, sooner than later when Oliver Martin makes his decision. He'll take some visits more than likely. Really doesn't need to visit Iowa City.
He knows the town pretty well.
He knows the west side of Iowa City pretty well. So don't think it's going to have to be a big situation as far as he is concerned. But we'll see if he ends up in the wide receivers room in Iowa City. We'll see how that all will play out. We got coming up for you the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, and that's going to be coming up next. They're going to be live from Mulligan's for the KGYM road trip presented by Linder Tire. As Kyle, Nanook of the North, or is this Kyle making his way into the studio?
83
here?
Degrees out, dude.
I know it is, but it, as you guys well know, it can get fluctuate a little bit in the studio.
So, oh, in the studio, okay.
And,
yeah.
So in case it
your
gets
place a, in there is really cold
yeah,
at times.
So in case it gets chilly, I've got my sweatshirt close at all times.
It's not going anywhere.
You know the Women's World Cup starts tomorrow.
I did.
Do you want to be our World Cup correspondent?
I'm not as in tune with the women's side of things. I wasn't
they're favored,
that in
aren't they?
Tune with the men's side of things.
U.S. women favored?
They won it several
Maybe
times.
Maybe you should do the women's minute. I don't know. I really don't. Mark Dukes' women's soccer minute coming up next week.
No, maybe. I'm a lyric guy.
That's right. He's a lyricist.
A lyric guy or a poet guy? I thought you did good with the readings.
He did
really?
Great.
Thank you.
He did great with those. All right. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk to Jeremiah Davis, and we're going to have a topic for you. We'll tweet that out tomorrow and put it on Facebook, the KGYM Facebook page as well. We'll discuss our topic after the show today.
We've got so many good ideas we can't decide.
I've got three of them written down, so we'll see how it all plays out. But we'll have fun with that coming up tomorrow. Stay tuned, Todd and Alex out on Old Marion Road at Mulligan's. They are live with the KGYM road trip from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Blues Bruins tonight, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM. Twins Indians on 107.5 FM will join up at 7 o'clock. Talk to you tomorrow.